Welcome. This is your host for the Voices of Courage show, Candy Foster. Welcome to this show today. Today is an amazing day for us to be able to take your thinking, your life, maybe to the next level. You're going like, well, I don't want to take my thinking to the next level. Well, maybe you do. What are the results you're getting in your life? Are you getting everything you want in your life? You know, can you go wherever you want? Do you have freedom in your life? Do you feel like you're empowered every day? Do you feel like you're in a place where you're fulfilled every day? You know, how the relationships working? How is the health? Are you fit and vital? You know, are you doing the things that you want to do because your body is alive, alert? Or are you in a place where, you know, the energy is not quite where it was? The results you're getting isn't quite where you want them to be. You know, maybe you're making a lot of money. That's great. Okay. A lot of people make a lot of money in the United States, but maybe other things are a little out of balance. Well, today we're going to address those issues for you. This is a powerful show. I've got a hypnotherapist on my show today. So we're going to be talking about the subconscious mind, what's under the surface and how that expresses itself when we don't take care of things that are under the surface, you know, whether it expresses itself in addictions, such as smoking or overeating or overshopping or drugs or alcohol or anything like that. Okay. Sometimes it expresses that way. Sometimes it expresses as something underneath the surface where you have lack of energy, you have lack of money, you have lack of time in your life to do anything because you're constantly distracting yourself because you're thinking that you need to do things that you don't need to do. But wow, wait till you hear what we got going today, because I have one of the top hypnotherapists in the world on the show. And when we come back, he's going to be discussing some of the ways for you to transform, change up, and become the person that you really want in this world. You know, a better version of you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And as promised, I have the number one hypnotherapist in the world in my book. His name is Glenn Rotman. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you for allowing me to be here and share this space and share how many amazing topics we're going to cover today and talk about.
We got a lot of topics to cover. We cover everything I said in the beginning. Glenn, yeah. For those of you that don't, my audience that don't know who you are yet, let me just give you a formal introduction. Glenn Rotman is a certified hypnotherapist. He's a NLP practitioner. He's a public speaker, skilled pilot, and an accomplished success coach. He mesmerizes audiences, and he is a person that has worked with some of the pop icon celebrities in the world. His role as hypnotherapist in the Carl's Jr. ads and also in Hardee's commercials have made him one of the most viewed hypnotherapists on the planet. Glenn's journey began with the formal training and certifications from HMI College of Hypnotherapy, the country's first nationally accredited college in this field. His early exposure to the Silva method in self-hypnosis during his high school ignited his passion for self-improvement and eventually led him to be the hypnotherapist that he is. And he, you know, that intro doesn't do you justice, because you're so much more. You've helped tens of thousands of people out there to really step into their power, to let go of phobias, addictions, and all kinds of weird stuff out there. I'm just glad to have you on the show, Glenn. It's great to have you.
Nice. Thank you. So the one thing, as I was listening to your intro, when you were asking people, you know, what are your relationships like? What is your life like? Are you able to go to places you want to go? What's your energy like? What's your health like? You know, the biggest thing I think I want to share during our time together is to get people off of autopilot. You know, the subconscious mind, it runs on what's familiar. It serves us by keeping us to what it knows. It'll take a negative known over a potential positive unknown. That's just how we're wired. And so when we're stuck on autopilot, like you were just kind of, that's kind of what I got out of your intro. You know, let's wake up. Yeah. Let's look at these areas of our lives. Let's get off of autopilot. And that's what hypnotherapy does. You know, we're going into that area where it's running the pattern of being familiar. And this is what we always do. This is how we always do it. Let's interrupt that and let's shift that. And that's kind of, I think, a great theme.
Well, I love that theme. And I think that, you know, in my practice, I've been a life coach, business strategist for over 30 years now. And a lot of times the wake up piece is about just looking at results. You know, it's simple. It's not this like giant, you need to giantly wake up. It's like, what are the results you're getting? And if you're not getting the results you want, then why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is that? Why do people get stuck? Yeah. You've studied the mind for a long time. They get stuck and then they just stay stuck. Like, you know, you go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh yeah, you know, you've got a backache. That'll probably be with you the rest of your life because vertebrae 2-3 and on this scale says it will. And you buy that and you never seek anything that might heal it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it is. When you say it's like, what are the results you're getting in your life? We are always getting results, whether they're the results you want or not. You know, your actions are leading you right to the results that you're getting. So sometimes you're really good at running a pattern of procrastination, or you're really good at running a pattern of self-doubt, or you're really good at living in a toxic relationship. So the results you're getting are the positive results of those actions. And that's what I really want to kind of hit home to people today, is that you are getting results. Your subconscious mind is always creating. It's always working, whether you like it or not. And so we stay in these patterns. We stay in these patterns because they're familiar to us. Our mind doesn't like. One phrase I share with a lot of clients is, we will settle for the devil we know instead of the miracle we haven't experienced yet.
I love that. And that's, you know, I like what you're saying, because I think this is bringing to the surface that we live in these patterns, and it can be the pattern of bickering with our spouse. It can be the pattern of having no money, okay? Yes. It can be the pattern of, like you said, self-doubt and everything else. How do you get people to recognize that pattern, Glenn?
Well, first, it depends how open they are to hearing it. That's number one. But really, it starts with a really deep conversation. All of my hypnotherapy sessions, even my online sessions in my HypnoVault, I come on first and I talk on the videos. And when I work with clients, the first part is, let's have a deep conversation so I can get to know you. And as you know, with the work that you do, when you listen, when you really hold space for somebody and listen, you can hear their beliefs, you can hear their patterns, because they, you know, consciousness is always revealed through language. And so you know where they're at when you just listen. So first it's listening and hearing. And once I do that, I start recognizing the patterns pretty quick in their life. Wow. And it's about pausing them and saying, hey, do you realize kind of how you do one thing in life is pretty much how you do everything in life? You know, so if you half, I don't want to say the word, you know, half something, if you half but something, if that's your pattern of doing things in life, we can look at all the areas you're doing that as well in. And really, you know, the major issues, as we know, it's like there's money, there's relationships, and there's your health. Those are, and then obviously your career, but career and money are kind of tied together. But, you know, when I break it down to, you know, money, you know how many beliefs there are around money. You know, I've worked with therapists that I went to school with that still aren't charging for sessions because they just have this block around money. And in the world of healing arts, a lot of people do themselves injustice because they don't charge for their services. Meanwhile, they'll pay other people top dollar for their services. And it's busting that mindset. And even in careers, people will just stay so small and they won't go for that next position or that next promotion because they have so many limiting beliefs around not just money, but self-esteem. Like, oh, I don't know what they know or I can't do what they do. And I heard somebody sharing this, that the higher you go up in the corporate world, you'll find less people know what they're really doing. You know, so just because somebody has...
We used to call that the Peter Principle, yes.
Peter Principle, okay. Yeah.
There's a book around that where, you know, you get become more and more incompetent as you move up. And I think if we... I won't bring politics in, but if we were to look at politics, that principle could definitely apply in many cases.
Correct. Without even going on either side of that...
Yeah.
Wing left or right, we've all seen, I've seen for sure that I thought people that made our laws, people in the House, in Congress, in Senate, I thought they were brilliant people. I think we've learned quite differently over these last couple of years. Yeah. So just because somebody's in those positions, it doesn't mean that you should allow yourself to feel intimidated.
Well, you know, I think that brings up a big piece around hypnotherapy that I really like, and that is the part where we are looking within our own self for the answers to what's going on the outside of us, as opposed to looking for other people to give us those answers, how to heal ourselves, how to change ourselves and what have you, or, you know, how to lead our, you know, our thoughts around what we should or should not vote on. Right. So it's that place where we start to get to know ourselves at a greater level. Glenn, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, you know, there's a lot of myth around hypnotherapy, and some people are still afraid to go to a hypnotherapist. Some people think it's the, quote, the work of the devil. I mean, there's a lot of real myth around it. So I'd like to do some myth busting when we get back from the break. We'll be 100%. Right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Candy Foster. I'm talking with hypnotherapist Glenn Rotman, who is one of the hypnotherapists to the stars. I think one of the most famous hypnotherapists out there because of the commercials he's done with Carl's Jr. And what was the other company, Glenn?
Well, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. is the same company. And that was a crazy, silly, funny thing. But it was pretty cool that they reached out to me to do it. And that made me feel really good.
I'll bet. Well, I think you touched a lot of
it's a goofy commercial. It's a funny commercial, but It was an experience for sure.
That's funny. Well, you know, I'd like to even go with that, with the funny part of the hypnotherapy, you know, after we do the myth busting a little bit. You know, you've been doing this for a while, and you know there's myths around this that, don't do hypnotherapy. You know, this is going to open up something you don't want to open up, or see something you don't want to see, or, you know, whatever. What do you say to that? Let's educate our people on what hypnotherapy really is.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I get called every name in the book you could imagine. Because I run ads worldwide for my online community, the HypnoVault, people comment on my ads. And they say some pretty nasty things. And I have a file I keep. I screenshot it and I put it in a folder. One day I'll do a video on all the comments that I get. But yes, they call me. It's like people don't even know my faith and they say, you're the devil. I'm like, oh my goodness. Or it doesn't work that way. Or don't let this man control your mind. All kinds of crazy stuff. Hypnotherapy, I'm going to set the record straight on what it is. It's simply a form of guided meditation. It's the most effective form of guided meditation there is. And people even disagree with me on what I just said, but they're wrong. It is absolutely a form of guided meditation. And here's what happens, Ken. When certain people go into a meditative state, they become highly suggestible. Some more highly suggestible than others. And when I do my entertainment hypnosis, I'm looking for people that respond in a highly suggestible way. Because when somebody goes into a meditative state, and they're highly suggestible, and I say, your body's feeling cold, you're 10 times colder, they will have that illusion. They will feel like they're cold. And when I say, open your eyes, you can't remember your name, well, they're in a suggestible state. In that state, they really can't remember their name, and they become hyper-suggestible. And at the same time, when I say, you are going to let that emotional pain go, well, they take that suggestion in two. And that's how the entertainment style of hypnosis works. So if you look at my Instagram or my YouTube, I do a lot of entertainment. I started my career as a stage hypnotist, so I understand exactly what I'm talking about here, looking for highly suggestible people. Not everybody responds in that way to stage hypnosis. You'll see me, I'll hold a lighter up to somebody's arm, and in a hypnotized state, they won't feel it. Now, I could burn them really badly. When they wake up, they won't be too happy. But I do these demonstrations to get people to wonder, what is possible? If he can hold a lighter up to somebody's arm and they can't feel it, maybe they can help me overcome this issue. And that's why I do entertainment hypnosis. But
That's great. Now, let me ask you about hypnosis then. Are the results usually permanent? Okay. So let's say you suggest, this childhood trauma that you went through and, you know, we guide them into the hypnotic state and they're suggestible and, you know, is no longer a part of your life. You can let it go. Does that last with them or does that come back, you know, years later? What happens there with the mind?
Sure. There's not, I wish I could say, every single time I get the result that I wanted, but nobody does. You know, the mind is an interesting thing. There's triggers. So sometimes we'll do a session one time. That change will be permanent for the rest of their life and it's gone. Sometimes another life event might trigger them and it might come back. Like with smokers, for example, here's a common thing. We'll quit cigarettes, we'll do the session. Maybe 9 months later, they'll have something in their family that's very traumatic, and their mind will take them back to that old pattern of comfort. The cigarettes have been out of their system. They're not, they don't need them at all. But sometimes a life event can maybe trigger them back a little bit. So to answer that question, sometimes it's one and done, which I call like the hypno miracle. Sometimes it's a process of repetition until the mind makes the change, where we have to repeat and reinforce it a little bit. And anything in between, really, because we're not dealing with, you know, we're dealing with a mind that's attached to emotions, that's attached to memories.
I get
hopefully
it.
That answer.
Yeah, no, that was really good. One of the greatest challenges people have today in our society, whether you live in LA or you live in New Jersey, is anxiety. And, you know, stress has now become chronic in this country. I think I have another show called Heal It. You know, I have a lot of doctors on there, and they're telling me somewhere about 1 in 3 people right now is at a place where they're dysfunctional because of their stress. So how do you work with people that have stress disorders with hypnotherapy?
Sure. So one important thing is we have to develop a practice of self-care to combat stress and combat anxiety. So obviously my first point of view is always a practice of meditation, a practice of guided meditation, which is what hypnotherapy in the HypnoVault is. We have to disconnect. We have to detach, go into the alpha brainwaves, and let everything reset. So meditation is a reset, and we need it. That is the first combat to stress. And the second, obviously, is self-care, exercise. We got to move our bodies. We have to let those stress hormones release through exercise. They also release through meditation. So really encouraging a practice of meditation. And then understanding what's underneath anxiety. You know, anxiety is putting a fear into the future that hasn't happened yet. You know, we've all heard that acronym, fear future events already ruined. But that's the pattern. It is not trusting, believing that tomorrow is going to look like some of the believing that tomorrow is going to look like some of the unhealed parts of today. And when we heal those unhealed parts of today, feel trust, then we start to teach our subconscious mind that the future is a beautiful place, not a place to be scared of.
Mm. So we go from living from and I love what you said about planning anxiety into the future. That's a really great analogy. But we go from living a fear-based life to a courage-based life is what I would say. Where we're letting go of the fears and we're stepping into courage. And, you know, courage, just like fear, by the way, and I want to just say this to my audience, you know, it's not just a word. It is an energy. It's a vibration. It's a frequency. It's a feeling within our own being. And when you're in fear, a lot of times, as Glenn will tell you, your brain is shutting down. You're not thinking correctly. And when you're in courage, you're starting to shift into higher levels of thinking and vibrations. So, Glenn, let's talk a little bit about the coaching side of this. How do you apply the coaching side to the hypnotherapy side so that people can really get the results that they want? Before we do that, though, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank you, all of you, for joining us today on the Voices of Courage show. I encourage you to pass this show on to everybody you know. You know, pass it on. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you don't miss any of these shows. And step into your courage so that you can start to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. and welcome. This is your host for the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to this show today. Today is an amazing day for us to be able to take your thinking, your life, maybe to the next level. You're going like, well, I don't want to take my thinking to the next level. Well, maybe you do. What are the results you're getting in your life? Are you getting everything you want in your life? You know, can you go wherever you want? Do you have freedom in your life? Do you feel like you're empowered every day? Do you feel like you're in a place where you're fulfilled every day? You know, how are the relationships working? How is the health? Are you fit and vital? You know, are you doing the things that you want to do because your body is alive, alert? Or are you in a place where, you know, the energy is not quite where it was? The results you're getting isn't quite where you want them to be. You know, maybe you're making a lot of money. That's great. Okay. A lot of people make a lot of money in the United States, but maybe other things are a little out of balance. Well, today we're going to address those issues for you. This is a powerful show. I've got a hypnotherapist on my show today. So we're going to be talking about the subconscious mind, what's under the surface and how that expresses itself when we don't take care of things that are under the surface, you know, whether it expresses itself in addictions, such as smoking or overeating or overshopping or drugs or alcohol or anything like that. Okay. Sometimes it expresses that way. Sometimes it expresses as something underneath the surface where you have lack of energy. You have lack of money. You have lack of time in your life to do anything because you're constantly distracting yourself because you're thinking that you need to do things that you don't need to do. But wow, wait till you hear what we got going today, because I have one of the top hypnotherapists in the world on the show. And when we come back, he's going to be discussing some of the ways for you to transform, change up, and become the person that you really want in this world. You know, a better version of you. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'll get right back with Glenn Rotman in just a second. I want to mention to all of you, this show is done for you to be able to help you upshift your consciousness, be able to step into your power in much greater ways. It's also for your family, your friends, and those that you love. So we hope that you'll pass this show on to them. As some of you know, I have a book out there. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. And that book is a book that helps people to step into the courage on a daily basis to let go of disempowering beliefs and to be able to reprogram their thinking so that they can step into courage, step into their power, and step into the life that they so choose. All right, back to Glenn. Glenn, all right, how do we tune into the coaching and the hypnotherapy? How does that all plug together?
To me, they go hand in hand. the way I deal with coaching. Because one, you know, with traditional therapy, which is absolutely necessary, this isn't about bagging on any other type of therapy. We need talk therapy. But sometimes talking isn't just enough. We need to take action on the things that we talked about. One, by changing the patterns in our subconscious mind. And then as well, quite literally, making and committing to some action steps like change. It does take courage to change. It takes courage to reach out and say, I need some guidance in my life. I can't do everything alone, which we don't have to do everything alone, but it does for many people to show up, to be vulnerable, to share those parts of themselves that they know need to be shifted, can take a lot of vulnerability. And so it absolutely takes courage to shift that. So for me, it is the talking aspect of understanding. Because remember, hypnotherapy, there's still the word therapy in there. And coaching to me is an action-based plan where we're going to talk, we're going to shift how you think and feel about it, and then we're going to take action steps to benefit your life. One of my favorite sayings is, depending what people believe in a higher power, but something like, you know, pray as if everything depended upon God, work as if everything depended upon you. And somewhere in the middle is where you find that magic.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it is, you know, prayer is an action step. And, you know, but those daily actions that we take every day is what is the difference between you staying stuck and you opening up. And a lot of times, like I think we start out in the show, people are a little challenged in going into the unknown, right? It's like you said it. They'd rather stay with the devil of the known than go into the unknown to find out what's really possible for them. But you know, life is, as you know, Glenn, you know, we're going around this life, and you know, I think sometimes that ties back into our own purpose, you know. Why are we here? What are we doing life for? What do we want out of life? I think sometimes people don't answer that. With the hypnotherapy, I want to know what kind of amazing results do people walk away with? And maybe some people don't walk away with amazing results, but give me some stories about some people that maybe have changed things up so my audience can understand what's possible.
One of my favorite stories, and as a dad, this one really hit home for me. So I was working with this girl in her early 20s, and she hasn't left the house on her own in 3 years. She has a car. She won't drive it. And her life is getting smaller and smaller, a form of agoraphobia. So we did one session over Zoom, and the next day I get an email from her dad saying, Glenn, I just needed to share this with you. My daughter came over to the house and picked me up and took me out shopping. Afterwards, she went to the market by herself. She hasn't done that in 3 years. And he just said, from one dad to another, I really appreciate you. And that was huge. It's like, you get a message like that, there's literally no way to look at life in a negative way. You know, it's like, it just affirms all the work that you do. Another one that really, you know, that one is my most special one, just because it was that father to daughter kind of thing where I got to connect and hear from another dad. That was nice. That was really special. You know, something else, like there was a retired couple I worked with, and they'd made really good choices, right? They wanted to travel the world. However, she will not fly on an airplane. She hasn't flown on an airplane in 30 years. Now they want to travel the world, and her husband's like, I'm stuck. So we did one session, then we did a follow-up session right before she flew, because she didn't fly right after the first session. She went on the plane. I got a text 2 days later, Glenn, we're traveling the world now. So her and her husband have a whole new life. And it's beautiful, you know? It really is.
Yeah. I think that, you know, what I love about those stories is where people are stuck in their own limitations for whatever reason. And now they have freedom. This lady has freedom to fly the world. This other one, daughter, has really, she's given her a whole new life that hasn't been available to her. She has the freedom to drive and do what she wants. And, you know, hypnotherapy isn't limited to just those areas. It's very broad is what I get. Yeah. Can you tell us about this? And by the way, for my listening audience, before you respond to that, I want to let them know that you can go to the Hypno Vault, hypnovault.com, the hypnovault.com, and you can find out all about Glenn. He's got some tools up there that will really help you. So I hope you go there.
Amazing.
Go ahead.
Amazing. So one, I'll make this one really quick. So I was doing, when I was doing entertainment hypnosis, what I started to do was I'm like, these people are in a hypnotized state and we're entertaining, but why don't I do real change work? Because they're already in that state. And my previous mentors and people were like, you can't do change work. You're doing entertainment hypnosis. I'm like, no, I think that I can. So I started to throw in change work within that context. I was doing a sweet 16 party, and there was one girl towards the end of the show that was on the chairs. And I was like, okay, this is a time that all of you get to make a change in your life. Somebody walks over and hands me a note and says, she's wearing a wig because she pulls her hair out. And then I realized this 16-year-old was wearing a wig. So she had a form of trichotillomania where they pull their hair out due to stress and anxiety. And so in this moment, there's a full audience, and obviously I can't call her out on this, right? I just said, the person I'm touching, I know there's a very special change you want to make, right? And we did a little process without ever announcing what it was. I finished the show up. She ran outside crying. And so you thought that maybe it was a bad thing. But what she went out was crying tears of relief. I get an email 3 months later. She no longer wears a wig. Her hair is fully growing back in. That's out of her life now.
That's a beautiful, heartfelt story. I just love that, Glenn. Wow, that's amazing. I know that I've been doing this for a while. Every person that I've ever had on this show has their own story, especially the ones that are the therapists, the ones that are the coaches, the consultants, the speakers, the authors. They all have their own story of transformation and the courage it took to get to who they are. I'd like to touch base with you on that and just tell me a little bit, tell my audience a little bit more about your own story. You know, what happened for you? How'd you end up to be Glenn Rotman?
You're a very wise man, because yes, you are absolutely right in what you just said. We do. So I started out in life. I took the Silva method in high school, and my parents were where I grew up in New Jersey. Then divorce didn't really exist. I was the only divorced kid in a small town in East Hanover, and nobody, counseling didn't know how to deal with that stuff then. You know, so I had a lot of anger. And then my mom came across a friend. I took the Silva method on meditation, and I kind of healed my childhood. To this day, I still counsel with my Silva instructor. 4 times a year we talk, and it's amazing. But she helped me overcome the childhood stuff. But as I went through my life, it was in the back of my mind. It was always here. I should be working in this area. But I didn't. So I went on to life, became a sales manager, was very successful in what I was doing, completely unfulfilled. I am a musician. I never was able to make a career out of music in LA, but I had some great experiences. But so it turns out, 2 kids and a divorce later, I found myself midlife. Like, what happened? How did I get here to be so unfulfilled with where I am in life? It's like I lived my life for everybody but myself. And it was like, it was time now. Like, you know what? I still got my life. I have more than half my life left. It's time to change that. And so then I did a deep dive into myself, into how I ended up exactly where I ended up in life. I had to heal my own feelings towards my divorce and co-parenting with my children and embrace that new life. And then I went full steam ahead. I did acting classes because I always wanted to do acting classes. I did a couple little minor spots and just for fun. I got my private pilot's license because I just decided I wanted to do that. And then I got my hypnotherapy certification. And then I dove in to the life that I am living now. with having an online community. This is all that I do. I quit my job as a sales manager, and I'm able to make a beautiful life sharing what I'm sharing now. And it is a big story. So I do have a lot to share about life with people I work with.
But who are your heroes right now?
As far as people I look up to, as far as in the world of self-improvement?
Yeah, I'd say that. The ones that have really made a difference in your life, that have taken you to the next level, either by reading their books, attending their workshops, or just being their friend.
Yeah, there was one called Rebuilding After Your Relationship Ends, and it's a book, and it is that book definitely changed my life. I don't know the author because I don't have the book with me, but that's exactly the title. That was huge for me. And at the same time, I did a 4-day Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins, and that was a big one. And then I also dove into the work of Kyle Cease, is another one of my heroes, and in the self-development world. And then I just went for it. You know, I just went for it full steam ahead. And I think if there's one thing I can share, I know you'll relate to this, but my definition for me of success is not being afraid to fail. Because I looked at my past and I realized, even though I don't consider it failures, I look at it as learning lessons, but I'm like, Glenn, you failed in all these areas, so who cares? Let's just fail our way into success. And that's kind of how my mind played on this, where I got the courage to put myself out there, yeah, to do things I wasn't sure about. I'm like, if I fail, at least I tried. Yeah. And I didn't fail.
And so you had the courage to move on. I mean, I know personally, if I were to list out all my failures in life, oh my gosh, it'd be a mile long. I mean, literally, you know, whether it's in a relationship or family or finances, or, you know. But, you know, it's that place where, you know, you get to the place, and I can speak for myself, where you stop, quote, caring too much. In other words, you know, you care about what people think. You care about what you think. You care about people say. You care about what you did in the past. And you go, wait a second, I'm not living from that place anymore. I'm living from this moment, and I'm creating the future in this moment. And with my mind, with my thoughts, with my energy, with my power. And that changes it for all of us. It's like we let it go and we start to live from now. Now, of course, it takes work to let it go. That's why I have you on my show, because I know that people, you know, some people can go, I'm done, I'm moving on. A lot of people can't do that because they don't know what the underlying trauma, drama, challenge that's been there underneath the surface, that's driving the subconscious mind and creating the patterns over and over and over again. And, you know, one of the definitions of craziness is doing it over and over and over again. So many do it over and over again. I know I did it over and over again until I got clear with my patterns, right? That's why Glenn is here, because Glenn can help you do that. You know, Glenn, I know that you're going to the next level. I know that. I know that we're going to be seeing you on TV and everywhere else, in more and more time, more and more places. What is the mindset that takes somebody from, you know, brand new in a business, you know, 2016, I guess you got hit, you know, to now you've seasoned, and to that next level? What's the mindset that takes people to the next level?
The mindset, the first thing that came to mind is something kind of Mel Robbins shared, who I love as well, when she said that, you know, nobody's coming. It's nobody's job to knock on your door and make sure that you do the things that you need to do. So at some point, we all wake up and realize, you know what, if I don't do this, nobody's going to. And if this is really what I want in my life, let's stop the excuses. Even if I don't do it perfectly, let's focus on progress and not perfection, no matter what. I don't care how I feel. I'm going to do what I need to do, regardless of what my emotions tell me. Because if I don't do this, nobody's going to. And it's not fair to rob yourself of your potential with negative self-talk. It's not fair to rob yourself of your potential by not taking action about what's in your heart that you want to create. And it's nobody's job to do that for you, but you. And I know you know that clearly. So that is a message that's just really, that was my mindset.
I love that. And I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have some closing thoughts, and Glenn's going to have his closing moments also. So we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, We know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Kendi Foster. I've got Glenn Rotman with me today, and we've had just a phenomenal conversation. By the way, if you want to know about Glenn, go to the Hypno Vault, HypnoVault, VAULT.com. You can find out a lot more about Glenn and even sign up for a session with him if you'd like. Glenn, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are you don't have to settle for who you have always been. And you don't have to do it alone. That's the biggest message. If I could just get people to hear that, you don't have to settle for who you've always been. Life really can be a beautiful place, even if you have unresolved issues. When we get our mindset right, we are all capable of making beautiful experiences, living beautiful life. And even if that means things aren't perfect, you know, there is no situation so bad that it cannot become better. I truly believe that. I've lived that and I understand that.
Well, I love that. And I hope you've inspired my audience to do one thing. Take action right now. Right now. Go see Glenn. We've given out his website several times. Go get my book, The Courage to Change Everything, at couragetochange.us. Take an immediate action today. That's how we change it up, and that's how you don't have to continue to live from the past. You start to regenerate your future from a new way of being, and that being starts with action. Glenn, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you, and you're welcome back anytime on this show.
Yeah, thank you for letting me share and talk about my HypnoVault, which is my online community where people can subscribe to be a part of my monthly group hypnotherapy sessions. They can take part in my online sessions, and I think there's like 200 and something video hypnotherapy sessions I created. So you don't even need to see me one-on-one. You can get the same benefits being online doing this work. And so I love what you said. Nothing changes unless you decide it's going to change. Got to take action.
Take the action.
Even if you're not sure what the next step is, take the first step. It'll come clear. But you got to take action. You know, that's the secret to any successful person.
Secret sauce. And fail yourself forward. Like you and I. All right, man, I got to leave you with that. And I want to thank you, all of you, for joining us today on the Voices of Courage show. I encourage you to pass this show on to everybody you know. You know, pass it on. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you don't miss any of these shows. And step into your courage so that you can start to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.